Marlene, one of our most wonderful producers, is in the studio. Marlene, good morning.
Good morning, Jess. How are you?
I am really excited because you're giving me a little sneak preview as to what you're going to talk about today. And it sounds really cool.
Yeah, I told Jess before, I'm not the type of person that is watching bingeable content all the time.
No.
But.
Well, you're a very busy person too. But you've just finished your university degree.
Yes.
So you've got some time on your hands.
I've got time, and now I've started watching a show and I'm quite in love with it.
Okay, tell me more.
Okay, so it's the show is from ABC,
mm-hmm.
And it's called The Heights.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a mix between a soap opera and a comedy and a drama.
Okay.
Really.
All right.
So it's from 2019, and what they've done is they've popped it on Friday 8:30 time slot, which is quite unusual for a soap opera show.
Yeah.
It's quite a prime time.
That's a prime time.
But they've also popped all the episodes on ABC iView to just binge watch.
Oh, cool.
So that's what I've been doing.
I mean, I can get on board with that.
So the show is basically, it's following six families, and it's surrounding Arcadia Heights, which is a public housing apartments. And it's following these six families through their lives. The season starts with a baby being abandoned in a vegetable patch.
Oh,
so
a little cabbage patch
off.
Baby. Cute. Okay.
But yeah, the thing I love about it is the diversity.
Mm.
So the cast is really diverse. It's not, you know, all Anglo-Saxon people.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've got some of the cast. There are, you know, a representative of, like, the LGBTIQ.
Oh, we've wow. Fab.
So we've got a gay character. We've got a character that's got mild cerebral palsy. But it's not kind of, like, centered around.
That's not their whole character.
Yeah. It's not talking specifically about that. It's just people being people. It's representing a community.
That's great.
So it's really good because it's when you look at the show, you're like, oh, well, personally, I can go, oh, this looks like a normal community.
This
know?
Looks like
it's not
my
like
street or my house.
Neighbors where, you know, there's a car crash and murder every second week.
Always a fire or an explosion. That's the big ones. Yeah.
And it's showing like community problems as well. Like
wow.
One of the problems in the series is the fact that one of the owners of the local pub wants to sell the pub, and the community are quite like
upset,
a bit drawn because that's their place to be.
Damn publicans.
Yeah. But it's set in Perth in WA.
Cool. Good.
And it's kind of following the life of living in an urban area surrounding living with people like in public housing, obviously the towers, but also people living a bit wealthier and just how people live together and the lives that they have.
I think this is really cool. I love that it's set in Perth as well. I feel like too much of our Australian content is set in like Sydney or Melbourne or the Gold Coast.
It's got some great actors.
So we can see this one on iView, can't
we?
Okay.
Yes.
Which is great because we love a good free streaming service. And what, so all the episodes are up?
Well, there's 16, but I think it's meant to be a 30 episode.
Oh, so they've like done half of them
are
up there.
So they're all put on iView last week.
Fab.
Yeah.
I love that they're giving you the chance to watch it on television or binge it.
It's kind of like they're not, I don't really know what the specific audience is, but it's kind of catering for both, you know?
Yes.
The people who just, they want to watch episode after episode.
Yeah. Oh, I'm looking at the cast now in front of me. There is, it is a very interesting looking cast. It looks like there's some great people. Saskia Hampelli, she was in Neighbours, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I remember her, and she's been in a few films that I've seen. But I love, oh God, we've got some great talent here in Australia.
Yeah, I think, it really shows it.
Oh my gosh, when you let Australian writers write for Australian characters played by Australian actors, you just you get like quirky things, and you get some weird things, but you get some amazing
they've
things.
Got, I was watching a radio segment on ABC and they were talking about how a lot of the writers are up and coming and emerging writers from diverse backgrounds. So it's basically these writers showing the diversity in their lives, which is like you can watch it and think, oh, this is actually what our society is like.
All right. This seems like a good one. It's called The Heights. It's on iView or you can watch it on Friday nights at 8:30.
Yeah.
On ABC. There we go. We'll pop some details on the podcast. Marlene, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jess.